That ball hit into right center field. That'll be down for a hit. Yiner Diaz being waved around, and he is going to score. Astros tie it up at three. Ramon Urias driving in his second run today.
Todd Cowlis and Jeff Blum on the call. Space City Home Network. Astros tied it up. Three runs apiece. Bottom four. Man on first. And is that one or two outs, PC? I missed the graphic on the broadcast right there. But Astros.
There is one out. He's straddling the line. Umpire. Okay, so home plate, I'm called foul ball on this. That's why we went back.
Okay. One out. And there's a man one on first.
And man on first. Astros tie the game on that RBI single by Ramon Urias scoring.
Did you know Ramon Urias loves to hit some Kikuchi, man? He is responsible for a couple of the Astros runs today. Hit a dinger.
He's actually responsible for...
not all of them. Altuve doubled.
I say he's responsible for two of their three runs.
Yeah, Altuve doubled in Pena back in the third inning. Urias hit a 360-foot home run in the second for the Astros.
Brady's porch.
He'll hit dingers.
Yeah. He likes to hit dingers. This is a fourth home run. Was that four or is it five?
No, he has six hits in his career against Yusei Kikuchi, and four of them are bombs.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty good, man.
That is ownership.
I love it. Luis Garcia, we'll see if he stays in the ballgame. I would imagine he does, especially since the Astros tied this game back up. It's a brand new ballgame headed to the fifth inning now. Garcia making his Astro debut this season. Four innings, three hits, three earned runs, no walks. And four strikeouts so far for the Astros.
He's also given up a pair of homers.
Yeah, it's okay.
Now, granted, one was like barely 340 feet, and the other was 360 feet. But both Brady's porch specials.
Hey, by the way, did you know Luis Garcia knows English?
See,
does he never do interviews in English? He's always with the translator, is he not?
See,
he knows English. They showed his interaction with the one of the it had to be the first base umpire, you know, to go check the sticky stuff situation after the inning. And the umpire's like, "Hey, Luis, how are you?" And Luis is like, "Good, how are you?" Like, they have him mic'd up, like they're right there. And he's having a conversation with the first base umpire. And I'm like, how the hell come we can't get that?
Because that might be about as much as he knows in conversation.
No, come on.
Okay, once upon a time, I spoke fluent Spanish. The problem is that time was in the early to mid-90s.
How do you say BS in Espanol? BS. That's what.
And let me tell you, the mother of BS. Children will tell you that when we had our honeymoon in Cancun, I had a 40-minute conversation in Spanish with our cab driver.
Stop.
About baseball.
No, you did not.
She will tell you. Because when we got home.
Slowest conversation
that
ever.
Was one of the first things that she could tell you. It's like, he's freaking talking Spanish to the damn cab driver. They're talking about baseball 40 all the way down, 40 minutes. I had to listen to that crap. I didn't even understand any of it.
Me gusta baseball? Sí.
But I am so horribly out of practice that I can speak like basic Spanish.
Mm.
But if you had to ask me about legitimate questions and stuff, no, I'm going to say it in English and have somebody translate it for me so that I don't stand there and go, wait. ¿Cómo se dice en español?
Oh, man. That's better than me. I got to brush up on the basics again for me because I'm as good as like keywords and pointing. And that kind of gets the job done for me these days.
Because I'm so out of practice, what happens is somebody will speak Spanish to me. And because when you're out of practice, you're trying to process each word individually, that I'll only pick up like every third or fourth word. I'm like, oh, wait, what does that word mean again? Okay. And then by the time I figure it out, well, they're 10, 12 words down. Yeah. I'm like, all right, I lost you.
Yeah.
Más despacio, por favor.
Man. Yeah. All right. I believe you now that you're pulling some stuff out. You got me beat by a lot. I will tell you that right now. So were you like
Sean
me?
Knows, más cerveza, por favor.
Yeah. If I can remember
and
that.
And ¿dónde está el baño?
No.
For the recycled beer.
No. Are you like me? You want to bury Lance McCullers Jr. in the H right now, or shall we wait till later?
Look, this is a hard conversation we got to have about Lance. It's not about his effort. It is about the quality of pitcher that he is right now, and that's not a great quality of pitcher.
No, it's like great value brand. Sorry.
He's throwing 90-mile-an-hour fastballs.
Mm-hmm.
The average right-hand pitcher in Major League Baseball throws 95. He's throwing 90. Those are batting practice fastballs. And he doesn't throw that many of them anymore because his velo was so bad. But his best two pitches are swing and miss pitches. Knuckle curve and a slider. They're designed to get swings and misses. There are no easy outs for him. Everything is designed to be a strikeout. That's why they want him to focus on his sinker. Hey, get the sinker over, get some ground balls, get some easy outs. You know, don't rack up your pitch count.
Yeah.
Get some easy, get some gimmies.
I used to talk to Hunter Brown about the sinker.
The problem is he's struggling to throw the sinker over the plate or to throw the sinker over the plate in the proper areas that it's not going to get pounded because, oh, it's a sinker, but it's like dead mid-center of the plate, right? So his command of that pitch isn't working very well right now. And he's got no velo to get himself out of jams when, you know, hey, you know what? I can dial this thing up to 96, throw it really high in the zone, get a pop-up, get a swing and a miss, get out of here. He can't do that anymore. And as a result, he's really struggling to consistently get outs. And he got through the seventh, and then in the eighth, walk, double, walk, little dribbler in front of the plate that he fires down the line into right field.
Yeah, yeah.
Hits the next batter. Like, that's meltdown type stuff. Two walks and three batters following a double, and then you throw a ball into the outfield trying to throw a guy out of first base, and then you hit the next guy. I'm not going to say drill because you don't throw hard enough to drill somebody.
Dang, you're being mean now. Now it's personal.
This is, unfortunately, two very, very serious injuries have destroyed his arm. And he just can't. He can't be a guy that, at least right now, right, the rest of this season, he's not a guy you can trust.
No, that's where
just
I'm at.
Just not.
That's where I'm at. It's funny because, you know, a lot of people have been hating on Lance for, you know, a couple of years now, but I would like to see this guy succeed, and if he's to succeed in the future as an Astro or anybody else, I don't think it's going to be as a starting pitcher. I do kind of see his career shifting to the bullpen, but I don't see it this year. I am just like you. I do not see him being successful for the Astros this season, and that's the hard conversation that Dana Brown, Joe Espada, the Astros have to have with Lance McCullers. And maybe it becomes a little bit easier now that you get a Luis Garcia back into the mix. Who knows how far along JP France is before, you know, he returns. But even if, you know, forget about that for just a second, like who the Astros have in uniform on this roster right now, I think that's it. That's kind of who they've got. That's who they should really focus their attention on. And you don't have very many options beyond that. But if you're at the point where you're the Astros right now and you're holding your breath, needing and wanting and Lance McCullers to be a part of the solution rather than the problem, I think you're in real trouble. And the Astros might very well be in that camp right now because it's been a hell of a season with injuries and you can only overcome so much.
And look, this is not personal with Lance because I have said for many years, this isn't Lance doesn't want to pitch. Lance wants to pitch. And Lance has worked his ass off to try to be able to pitch.
Mm-hmm.
But the injuries have taken a toll on his arm that right now he's not good enough to be a major league pitcher. And it's probably in both of their best interests to shut him down for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And work on strengthening his arm and getting him to be closer to the pitcher he once was. Find out, can this guy really be a starting pitcher next year? Or is this guy going to be somebody that we need to look at as a tandem starter?
Yeah.
Is he capable of being a bullpen pitcher? Because the strain on the arm is different as a bullpen guy. You've got to be able to get up, get down quickly. You've got to be able to warm up quickly. A starter, usually they're out there 2 hours before the game, starting to get loose, going through their routine. Like, they take their time and they get themselves ready. When you pitch out of the bullpen, sometimes you have a batter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get your ass up, run, and start throwing. You need to get loose now. You'd hope to not have to use him in that type of situation.
Right.
But the point is still, he's not going to get more than an inning to warm up. Right? They might say to him, okay, we're coming up to bat here in the bottom of the seventh. You need to be ready for the start of the eighth. Get up and get going.
Yep.
You've got about 5 minutes. Well, 2 hours versus 5 minutes is very different. Can his arm withstand that? Because the answer is we don't know.
Yeah. No, you don't know. And to be honest with you, the Astros in a position right now where they've only really been in once in the last handful of years going into the month of September. It's a tight race against the Mariners. You're two games up entering play today. And you've got some very important ball games ahead of you on your schedule. And I don't know that you can continue to kind of roll the dice and, you know, play that game with Lance McCullers, just hoping that he figures something out.
Once upon a time, this was one of the best bullpens in baseball. And a lot of their season metrics are still top three, top four. But over the last month,
now it's the most ravaged.
With the injuries. And like now we are seeing the weakness of this pen in that the underbelly of the bullpen is really soft. And even the middle innings now are dicey because guys who used to pitch low leverage now are being asked to pitch a higher, like mid leverage, and their success has not been as good as it once was. So everybody's role has changed. And you're asking Abreu to be the closer outside of the fact that he, you know, got touched up the other day. For the most part, Brian Abreu has been unhittable the entire season. I'm not worried about Brian Abreu having one bad game in 2.5 months. Brian King is being asked to pitch the eighth inning. Craig Kimbrell is being asked to pitch the seventh and eighth inning. You know, Okert is pitching the seventh inning. These guys were pitching the sixth inning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody's now had to move up a grade because of the injury to Josh Hader.
De Los Santos is your get me out of trouble here in the middle innings.
Sometimes he's to get you into trouble in the middle innings.
Yeah, well, you know, there's that too.
The idea of, well, Lance, like, oh, Lance, the bullpen arm. Not being able to be a starter does not make you a bullpen arm. Right? Number one thing for anybody in the bullpen is you can't come in and start walking dudes. Lance walks a lot of guys.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
You can't be a leverage pitcher in a bullpen if you hand out free passes. And that's why, you know, it's like, oh, well, just put him in the bullpen. It's not as simple as just put him in the bullpen. That will fundamentally change the kind of pitcher he is. He may have to change what he throws and when he throws it. Can he withstand, get up, get down, get up fast, get down, get up, get down? Can he pitch 2 days in a row? Can he pitch 3 out of 5 days? We don't know the answers to the question. We don't know if his arm can handle that.
First question is, can the guy throw strikes? And right now the answer is no.
And so that's the biggest issue we have.
It's a non-starter, no matter what role you want him to play.
It's not a matter of start or bullpen. He is not a major league caliber pitcher right now, today, as is. And they need to get him back to being one.
Yep. Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani, Byron Matthews producing. We're Area 45 in for the drive. Coming up next, are the Astros still poised to win the division? We'll get to that and some of the other happenings from college football over the weekend. That's next. It's Sports Radio 610.